I really enjoyed watching UFO from Rock Palast 1981. So I thought, what would be next to a light on? Of course, MSG, not Madison Square Garden or monosodium glutamate, the Michael Schenker Group. And there is a Rock Palast video of a 1981 gig with them. I enjoyed UFO so much, I wanted to see this. And it's got Gary Barden on vocals, of course. Michael Schenker is there. It's got Cozy Powell on drums, Chris Gren on bass. And it's got Paul Raymond on second guitar and keys. There's an awful lot of work on the keys. It's good, but it's quite a small stage. And looking at this, UFO, you'd think, have a stage that's probably a twice as big, because they really utilised it and they really locked together and they really had a good groove. This doesn't seem the same to me. I mean, the tracks are great. You know this. Armed and Ready with pyro. Accessible, energetic. Cry to the Nation, so easy to like. Victim of Illusion is a bit harder than I remember it. It really works well. And they are Looking Out from Nowhere. A sleek delivery, really nice. They do the UFO tracks. Oh, Lost Horizons, by the way, big offer. Organ, huge aching solo in that. But they just seem to be cramped a bit. They don't seem to be, maybe it's the large amount of synths they've got, because they do have quite a few there for Mr. Raymond. And I think that, don't think Gary Barden's, he doesn't take centre stage. He is centre stage, but he doesn't control it like Phil Mogg would. And they just don't seem to be enjoying themselves so much, and they don't seem to be in a groove as much. That's partially because Michael Schenker is off on one side, usually stage left, and, you know, it's now time for my solo. He doesn't interact that much with the band, and that's something that's always happened. And I've seen him live many times, certainly recently, and have loved every time I've seen him. It's just that here, they seem a little bit, not perfunctory, but compared to a band in rude health, like UFO from a similar period, at the same venue, they just don't seem to be completely at it. Having said that, the UFO tracks are great. Dr. Doctor is really perky. Lights Out's got a popping keyboard in it. Now, just if you're a UFO fan, you probably think, a popping keyboard in Lights Out, how dare you? It really works. They play it faster. It's really well done. And Barden then carries Paul Raymond on his shoulders. That's a bit of spontaneous fun, and I wanted a bit more of that. I know the UFO feel was again, sleek, and they'd done it many times, you could tell, but there is a sense of them really enjoying themselves. And that's the way it is here as well, but there's just a sense of them pushing it a bit. You didn't get any of that with UFO. Having said that, again, the music's great. Rock Bottom with the organ augmentation. Poor, poor Rock Bottom, as it's alleged. Michael Schenker said, it's just great. I like it. It's just that it pales into comparison. And in comparison, should I say. And I was surprised, because I thought both bands would be completely prescient. Having said that, and I've said that several times, both the outputs of these bands at this time is just magnificent. And where you sit is where you stand. You take your pick, don't you? My pick, though, of this evidence is UFO. Ta-ta.